As Japan prepares to host some of the world's biggest sporting contests, the effort to decontaminate the Fukushima region continues at a pace. 8 years ago, the region was at the heart of an earthquake and tsunami that triggered a nuclear disaster. The government's pressuring residents to return home, but serious concerns remain about how the government will deal with millions of tons of radioactive soil scattered across the region. Many areas in Fukushima are still off limits, but some parts are slowly reopening, like the town of Okuma. That's where our North Asia correspondent Jake Stern filed this report.
Surrounded by dense forest, vivid pink cherry and plum blossoms around Masaaki Suenaga's house stand out on this rainy spring day. It should be a day of optimism. The evacuation order has been lifted for parts of Okuma, meaning after 8 years, residents can finally return home. But he says he has mixed feelings.
I'm very happy that the evacuation order has been lifted, but there are also many people who can't go home, as some areas haven't been decontaminated at all.
While the evacuation order has been lifted, only around 50 people have registered to stay overnight in their homes in Okuma, and vast parts of the prefecture remain too unsafe to live in. Many shops and even the town's hospital won't be open for months, meaning it's not really livable here yet. But one problem that will take years, if not decades, to resolve is working out what to do with the millions of tons of radioactive soil that's piling up at more than 100,000 sites across this prefecture. Workers are continuing to dig up the contaminated material as part of Olympics-focused efforts to highlight Japan's recovery from the Fukushima disaster. But former decontamination worker Minoru Ikeda has told AM some of the work was sloppy and rushed.
When we remove the soil, the radiation level might go down temporarily. But right across the river are mountains and forests which haven't been decontaminated. If we don't do anything there, grasses will grow again and the radiation level will go up if dirt and dust blow in. So in reality, I feel it was superficial. We had to finish the decontamination work within a certain time frame so people could come back and live there. I have doubts if this was the right thing to do.
The government has its hands full working out exactly what to do with all of the contaminated soil. They'd promised residents that it would be removed from the prefecture, but are now looking to use some of it underneath roads and embankments. They're building a 1,600-hectare interim storage facility, which will hold the soil for 30 years, but don't know what to do with it next. 8 years on from the Fukushima disaster, the future for this once 10,000-strong town and much of the prefecture remains as unclear as ever. This is Jake Stürmer in Okuma for AM.